Amen.
Das haben wir sicher alle mitgehört.
Most surely we all heard this.
Jesus kommt wieder.
Jesus comes again.
Ich meine, wir
I think we are all expecting from all who don't know our language that they are bearing with us. And we are grateful for all the translators. But also for this, we are ready also to hear a song in another language. Did not our Lord say to Abraham, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed? Today you are seeing me a bit sad, but this because of the people of Israel, which has to go through so much trials and problems until this very day. And if one reads all these articles, whether new or not so new, if one reads these articles and hears this news, how the anti-Semitism is just breaking through officially here and there, then our hearts are really touched. I don't want to go here into details, but also the visit of the Pope in Auschwitz and what was said there, it's a couple of years ago. And then the newest article about what they say about Jews and writes about Jews. Just now, very new, when the group from Namur made a drive in direction of Auschwitz, then somebody came into the train and said, please, all Jews, get out in Buchenwald. They made a mock, a scoffing. Tourists from Belgium, from Namur, were on the way. And if one reads all these articles, it really touches one's heart. And one headline says, France wants to establish a Palestinian state. All are against Israel. When was there ever a Palestinian state? Never, never. There was only the Gaza Strip. And then there was just was what we call Transjordania. And then came, of course, the Seven-Day War, and all everything took its course. We cannot change it, but it just hurts that the people of Israel, even the right to exist, is denied. The man in the Iran says the 12th Mahdi. That's how they call their Messiah. That this Mahdi cannot come until Israel is not destroyed and doesn't exist anymore. If one hears things like that, and then the Pope, he said, I come as a German to you. He did not represent me. And definitely not all the Germans. Let me say this here with a German passport. No other country in Europe has received so many refugees as Germany. But the Protestant Germany, whether it was the Huguenots, whether it were the Waldensians, whether it were the Albisrieder, whoever was persecuted in all countries found refuge in our country. And then came the change. And this I say now very openly. Then came the change. And behold, all of the government was Catholic. No Protestant anymore among the 10 highest ranking in the Third Reich, whether it was Goebbels or whoever it was, Streicher, all of them, Catholics. And there the problem started. Before that, all found refuge. All the Jews, all the refugees, all the persecuted ones, they found refuge. And now everything changed. And behold, and whoever wants to get an overall view, one could hang it there in the entrance that you could see all the six death camps were in Poland, in the very Catholic Poland. And if one looks at history of what kind of persecutions took place, and now Israel, once again, so much persecuted, and how it will be with us, also with us, it will not be so fine with us until the end. But by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, nevertheless, we have the great privilege to leave everything up to God. And He will judge rightly. We are commissioned to give the last call, the last message. And this really touches me, that all who worldwide and at this place are hearing the Word of God, that they just understand it's the last call, the last call. And whoever misses this last call and who does not let the Word speak to him, To whom may God give grace, great or little, young or old, man or woman, may all find grace, that all are feeling addressed by God, and that they know the Lord is calling me. We just have to understand, brothers and sisters, that every meeting serves for the purpose that people can have an experience with God. And we really have to come back into the days of the Bible and we have to be transferred into the days of the Bible. It's not sufficient that we just say, when our Lord walked on this earth, in every meeting something happened. And all who were in the meetings then, they could come with their needs to Him. Even when the Lord was on His way and He called the blind, they became seeing. They received their sight. But here's the point. Each individual must call upon the Lord. It's not enough just to be addressed by the Word. But as already written in Joel, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, not only hearing the call, and then recognize that we are lost, and then calling upon the name of the Lord, so that we get saved. And God really, He really only revealed Himself in Jesus Christ. He was Emmanuel, God with us. And He reconciled Himself with us. He reconciled us with Himself. We are just so grateful that we could receive and accept this message of reconciliation and of grace and of salvation. and that we can carry it on. I say it very honestly. Should people hear this last message and nevertheless harden their hearts, this would be very pitiful. And we will emphasize it time and again. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Then it's really on my heart to speak today that our Lord, as the victor of Calvary, with a shout of jubilee, he went up into glory, not being sad, no, after he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, after he accomplished the redemption, he first went down into the lower parts of the earth. He conquered death and hell, and then he rose on the third day from the dead. And our Lord is alive, and we may live together with him. I will read a number of scriptures to give us the foundation in the Word. Everything must be according to the Scripture. At this place, we don't believe one single interpretation. We believe every word, and we get it revealed by the Spirit in its true significance and meaning. It's of course written in the prophet Isaiah in chapter 42, Isaiah chapter 42, it's written about what our Lord would do when he comes. And exactly this took place. Isaiah 42, and here we read verse 1. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the Gentiles. And then comes the description. A bruised reed, verse 3, shall he not break, and the smoking flags shall he not quench. He shall bring forth justice unto truth. And now verse 4. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set justice in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Then Matthew chapter 10, where these verses are recited. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. And here we read from verse 17. Matthew 12 from verse 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show or declare justice to the Gentiles. And now, verse 21. Actually, one should read verse 20 also for the victory's sake. Verse 20. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flags shall he not quench, till he send forth justice unto victory. Not in a defeat, Calvary, in the eyes of men, of the people, it looked like a defeat, but it had to be this way. But the resurrection is the victory. It's just the victory which was necessary over death, over hell, in fact, over everything. And we know the redemption and that what belonged to it, we of course have it in that what happened for us, in the redemption, but also in what happened through the resurrection. The new life has come forth. And as written here, he will send forth justice unto victory. Victoriously, he accomplished it. He bruised the head of the serpent. He pulled out the sting of death. He is the victor of Calvary. And we may put our confidence in him. If we then go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians 15, here right at the end, the victory is proclaimed as it took place and as it will be manifested. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we read verse 55 in 1 Corinthians 15. We must read also verse 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. He will finish the work victoriously. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 57. So, he gave us already the victory. By grace he gave it to us. Just as Calvary is a fact, so also the resurrection is a fact. And our transformation, our changing will make the victory manifest. And death will be no more. It's just so wonderful when you read such scriptures. But now something very wonderful comes. The comparison with what happened already and what is written about the ascension of our Lord in the Old Testament. And when Paul writes in the New Testament, this we say unto you because of a word of the Lord, then somewhere must be written something. I noted it down. In the Psalms, there are exactly 186 quotes which are written and used in the New Testament. 186 quotes from the Psalms are in the various connections with the redemption and with that what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. They were recited. Everything was written already. Not only in Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Also in Psalm 16, I will not suffer my soul in hell, nor that his body sees corruption. Everything was written already in the Psalms. And then, of course, in all of the Old Testament. But now, concerning the ascension of our Lord, let me read this to you. The very special two scriptures from the Psalms. Psalm 47. Psalm 47, verse 5. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. And this scripture for all brothers and sisters on all the earth, I must say it, especially in the English-speaking countries, this scripture, I must read it to you from the English text, so that all know that in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, the same word was used at the return of our Lord, just as it was used at his ascension. I read from Psalm 47 from the English Bible, which Brother Branham also used, Psalm 47, verse
5.
And the same word, shout, is written in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4.
The Lord will come back with a shout, mit einem Siegesruf.
With a shout of victory, our Lord went up into heaven. But once again, for all in the English-speaking countries, the same word which that the Lord will come with a trump, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. The same word is written in Psalm 47. That with this shout of victory, he went up into heaven. And the same is written once again in Psalms 68. You can read it also in the English translation. And in German it says,
du bist zur Höhe,
you went up,
you
take captives, which verse is it now?
24.
You received gifts, the gifts of the Spirit. Let us hold fast to it, brothers and sisters. I say it once again. All who are teaching, verse 18, all who are teaching that the Lord has returned already according to 1 Thessalonians 4, and this shout which he went up, he returned already, this is not right. The message is one thing, and the return of the Lord is a totally different thing. By the message, the people are called out and prepared. They are brought into agreement with God and His Word. When He will return with the shout, just see now, also in the Spirit, the work was accomplished. The resurrection took place. He revealed Himself to His disciples, and He said, I live, and ye shall live also. And then in Revelation, I've conquered death. I have the keys of death and hell. He, the victor of Calvary, He went up with a shout to heaven. And the Holy Scripture says, He will return in like manner, just as He went up into heaven. He will return in like manner. Not that it takes time. No, the victory of God was manifested. The redemption has taken place. And we, as the victors, we may count also that when He returns, and this we say also, we say time and again, we will hear this shout. Namely, whoever hears now the call by the last message, he will also then hear the shout when the Lord returns. So, let us note down these words from Psalms. It's Bible prophecy. It's prophecy. The Spirit of God was upon these men who spoke out in the Spirit what would take place. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with a sound of a trumpet. Once again back to Psalms 68, verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yes, the victor of Calvary. And His victory is, of course, our victory. Actually, we don't have to be sad, but really, we have to thank our God for the finished redemption on the cross of Calvary. In the New Testament, Paul went in again to this subject. Let us go straight to Ephesians chapter 4 to see what our brother Paul has written at that time and what he said. Ephesians chapter 4, and here we read from verse 8. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Here it says correctly. He gave gifts. Here it is right. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. The gifts of the Spirit were manifested in the New Testament church. In the same way, it has become true that those who were kept in paradise like in a prison, that all of captivity He took captive, all who waited for Him, He took captivity captive, and they together with Him they rose. At the crucifixion, an earthquake took place. The veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom. The graves were opened, and many of the saints, also here one has to read precisely, after his resurrection, they came forth. The graves were opened in the moment when the crucifixion took place. But only then, with him they rose. It's just important, brothers and sisters, that we read the Word of God slowly and precisely, that we go deep into it so that we get an overall picture of that, what really took place. Verse 8 again, in Ephesians 4, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. Verse 9, Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And this victor of Calvary, who accomplished the redemption, and who confirmed it by his resurrection, of him, it says here, in verse 11, in Ephesians 4, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. He, the crucified one, the risen one, the one who ascended to heaven, it is he who fills all the universe, and all the knees have to bow, and they will confess that he is the Lord. And he, as the victor of Calvary, it is him who not only purchased his church, but who gave the ministries into the purchased church. And here we have the original pattern: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He is the Lord of the church. He is the head. And we are making up the body of the Lord. Then verse 12, we are told for what purpose the ministries were set: for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. All ministries which God gives are for the edification of the church. There's not one single ministry which God would have given to destroy something, but only to edify, to establish in the grace and in the Word of God. For what are the ministries? For the perfecting of the church. Verse 13, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So, a perfect work. And so that all hear it worldwide, according to Psalms 47, our Lord went up to heaven with this mighty shout of victory. Everything was finished. And with this shout of victory, he will return to take the redeemed and perfected church home. And then we have to emphasize what is written in 1 John chapter 5 in verse 4. Faith is the victory which has overcome the world. Faith is a gift of God, which has been really given to us by His grace. Did we all understand this now properly? And I said it for one purpose, because Brother Branham, only one single time he said, the message is the shout. And they don't go back to the word, but they make up their own teaching. And they say, when the message is the shout, and when the Lord comes down with a shout, then he is no longer on the throne of grace. Then he already is on his way. No, and again, no. Today, I'm saying in the presence of God, thanks for this word. Thanks for the Old and for the New Testament, for the clarity which God has given us in His precious and holy word. And of course also by the Holy Spirit, He led us into all the truth. So, then from verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. No one who was established on the foundation of the apostles, where Jesus Christ is himself the chief cornerstone, will be tossed to and fro any longer. No one. We always go back to the word, because the word seed remains in all of us. And in every word of God, we are sanctified. And the word of truth sets us free from all error. We are just grateful. Now, in 2 Corinthians, Paul once again comes to the point. 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, we are told from verse 14, 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, from verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Causes us to triumph in Christ. And maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. So, not being sad anymore. If sad, then we are sad for all who are bypassing what God is doing right now. But we ourselves, by His grace, we can be jubilant, we can rejoice, and we can give the glory to our God. Because that's how it became with us. Not your power, not my power, but the faith in Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the victor of Calvary. The faith is the victory which has overcome the world. And here it's written in verse 15 in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savour of death unto death, and to the other the savour of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? And then the man of God writes, finally, in verse 17, for we are not as many who corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. So, the same proclamation of the same word which was preached at the beginning. In Revelation chapter 15, all of the redeemed flock are once again mentioned. When will be at the Sea of Glass, all from the Old and New Testament. And here it's also spoken of the victory, of the victory. Revelation chapter 15, verse 2 and 3. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory, that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. There will be a multitude of victors from the Old and New Testament. And also, especially for us in this time, if it is written here, who have gotten the victory over the beast, over the last empire. Whoever reads in Daniel reads of the four beasts which represented the four empires. He reads of the last world empire which will come up again. And could not God use Brother Branham in a special way to lead us into all this Bible prophecy, into all these symbols, and to really reveal unto us and to preach us the word of prophecy and the teaching word. Everything what is now Antichrist, we just have to overcome it. And we must come out from everything what does not agree with God and His Word, to not partake in their sins. They have overcome. Yes, they came forth as the victors, and they may stand at the sea of glass. They may take the harps into their hands and sing. In Revelation 5, it's the elders who take the harps and who are singing at the opening of the seals. But then it will be us, all the overcomers, will not only partake of the marriage supper, we will be there where the Lord is, because that's how it is written. And we will be with the Lord all the time. Here in Revelation chapter 5, it's written of the 24 elders in verse 8. Let me read it quickly. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And now verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. This we mentioned already before. The first promise which God gave, Abraham heard it, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. And if you then go to Galatians, where it says, until the seed would come, and this seed has come, the redemption took place, and the victory of Calvary gave us the victory. Here in Galatians, chapter 3, verse 6, Galatians, chapter 3, verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. How often, brothers and sisters, how often did we emphasize it? Many believe in God, many. But who believes God? Who believes what God's word says? Who believes the promises which God has given? Then verse 7, Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the nations through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee all nations shall be blessed. In our songbook, in the first chorus, we sing, We are coming from east and west. We are coming from south and north. And brothers and sisters, let us emphasize it once again. There is the blood-bought flock on the earth who respects the word of God in all things, who does not add one single interpretation to it, but who leaves every word of God in the original and who believes it and who is sanctified therein. So, the victory of the Redeemer is at the same time the victory of the redeemed. And many times I've said it, His resurrection is the guarantee for thy and for my resurrection. His ascension is the guarantee for our ascension.
And what had he in Offenbarung 3
And what did he say in Revelation 3, the last verses? He that overcometh, as I have overcome, shall sit with me on my throne, just as I have overcome, and am set down with my Father on his throne. What a grace, what a calling, what an election. What God has given us is just for eternity. And we are really blessed because we can believe, believing as the Scripture says. Now, in closing, addressed to all brothers, all over the earth, and in particular in the English-speaking countries, they are preaching that the Lord already by the message, and since the message went forth, that he is descending, in the process of descending. Once again, it shall be said to them. The message is one thing. It foreruns the second coming of our beloved Lord. But the return of our Lord is, of course, the greatest event which will take place. And then it's really written, as the lightning comes from the east and shineth to the west, so the coming of the Lord will be. And then two shall lay on one bed, one will be taken and the other one left. The rapture will be a reality. The resurrection will be a reality. Our changing will be a reality. Everything will be reality. Our Lord went up with a shout, and with the same shout of victory, he will return. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we, who we are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, we will be changed. Everything will take place just as God's word says it. And we at this place and all worldwide, we can say to them, all are blessed who are hearing the word of God and who believe it and who keep it. Blessed are all who are not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Blessed are all whose faith is settled, which leads to victory. And this happens whenever what God said in his word, when it's revealed to us by the Spirit, if you really rejoice about it, as I rejoiced in this week, when I read all these scriptures in the Old Testament, and then taking them over into the New, we are just rejoicing over God's word, over the clarity in the word. And we are grateful that by grace we may be the word bride, and by no wind of doctrine we are tossed to and fro, but by his grace we abide forever and anchored in the word of God and are settled therein to our Lord who has shed his blood, the blood of the new covenant, who took all sins upon himself. Even the curse he took upon himself, going to the cross for us, crying out, "It is finished." He went down, and he who descended is the same who ascended above all heavens as the victor of Calvary to fill all the universe and taking dwelling in us so that he can manifest his victory in the church so that we are becoming his body where all members are jointly fit together. The Lord will not only restore all things, also all the ministries, all the gifts, everything he will restore, just as he promised it. He said, I will restore unto you all the years. To our God be the glory, now and forever. Amen. The amen was not loud enough. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps the two sisters are coming and sing us a song, an invitation song, a song where the Lord is praised. In all songs he is praised. What does the Word of God mean to you? And all the connections, getting them revealed to him, our Lord, be the glory throughout all eternity.
Maranatha war das kein Wort in der ersten Christenheit, wo die Hoffnung seines Kommens aller Herzen hat erfreut. Welche Aussicht Braut des Lammes, ewig hin zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm. Maranatha, sei auch heute Losungswort im Christentum. Lass die Herzen höher schlagen, aller dies sein Eigentum. Welche Aussicht Braut des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm. Maranatha, Trost der Christen, heute in der Zeit der Not, Jesus kommt uns zu erlösen aus der Trübsal, Sorg und Tod. Welche Aussicht Braut des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm. Maranatha, Gott die Lenden, halte deine Lampe bereit, bereits die Botschaft seines Kommens kräftig aus in dieser Zeit. Welche Aussicht Braut des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm. Maranatha, er ist nahe, Endeszeichen sind wir schon. Lasset wartend uns bereit sein für den Platz auf seinem Thron. Welche Aussicht Braut des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm. Welche Aussicht, Braut des Lammes, ewig ihm zum Eigentum. Maranatha, selge Hoffnung, komme bald, Herr Jesu, komm.
Amen.
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 Amen. Wir dürfen den letzten Ruf aus Gnaden.
And we may pass on this last call by His grace. Now we are bowing our heads, are remaining in silent prayer. May all, especially all who have heard the word today for the first time in this way, may they open their hearts. May they believe the message of the gospel and may they put their trust into the Lord and Redeemer who shed his blood on the cross of Calvary and who finished the redemption. Time and again, we will say it again. To live eternally can only he who has received eternal life. And there is only one eternal life. And this has God, who is from eternity to eternity. And God revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ. And he is the true God and eternal life. We really want that all who are under the sound of the word, that they don't get lost, but that they get saved, that the word addresses them, and that they know it is me. The Lord is calling me. And then comes the fulfillment. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. Brothers and sisters, addressed to all of us, the Lord went up with a shout of jubilee up to heaven. Psalms 24 was fulfilled. Open your old gates and let the king enter. Who is the king of the earth? The Lord, mighty in power, the victory of Calvary. And with all our hearts, we can receive and accept what God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And every word we may believe, Old and New Testament, we can bring it on one common denominator. And we are grateful to God. And let it be emphasized once again, when Paul says, this we say unto you because of the word of the Lord, then there must be a word of the Lord already in the Old Testament so that he could refer to it. And we may refer to all of the Word of God, to all scriptures which belong to a certain subject. What a grace that we can be now in the presence of God to hear His precious and holy Word. And as we have our heads bowed in prayer, let me ask, who would like to be included in this prayer. We have a large number of prayer requests. The enemy is all over. He's busy to make life difficult for the believers. Everywhere are problems. And we will bring everything before the throne of grace. But now the question, who is here who would like to be included in this prayer? Just raise your hand briefly. All over. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. Please receive it. Our Lord, after the resurrection, he said, I'm with you all the days, even unto the end of the world. And wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Today, he is present to save, to deliver, to heal, to bless. He is risen. He is alive. He proved it in our time that he is the same. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Believe now. Believe now in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Believe in the finished work of redemption. All sin and guilt the Lamb of God took upon himself, and by his stripes we are healed. Receive it. Accept it now, and it will be given to you. Dear Lord, you have commanded us to go into all the world to preach the gospel. You yourself, you said, these signs shall follow them who believe. In thy name we shall cast out devils. We shall lay hands on the sick, and you will confirm your word. Today we ask for deliverance for all, deliverance from the power of Satan, deliverance from all bondages. Dear Lord, it is still written, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Today we have heard your word. Today we believe, and we are thanking you that you have delivered, you redeemed, you saved, you have given forgiveness, and that you yourself, you have confirmed your word. And we thank you that you are the victor of Calvary. By your resurrection and ascension, you proved it, you confirmed it. You will return to fetch the overcomers. All who have gotten the victory, all who found grace in your sight, complete your work, O Lord, in thy church. And I ask you once again that all who have heard your word today at this place and all over the world, that they believe as the scripture says, and that they receive the revelation of your word and of your will, and all the blessings which you have given to us by your grace. To you, the Almighty God, be the praise and honor forever. glory and adoration, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.